الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند این ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
الله يا الله سبحان الله الله يا الله والحمد لله الله ولا إله إلا الله الله يا الله والله أكبر.
In the noble tradition, both that are belief and those which are elaborate moral excellences have been given more importance than anything else after doctrinal teachings, or ma'arif, and their importance is greater than what we are capable of explaining adequately. But that which we know for certain is that the asset of the everlasting life of the hereafter and the capital asset of the life of that abode is the acquisition of noble dispositions and the position of moral excellences. The paradise which is given to man for the sake of moral excellence is the paradise of attribute, incomparable to the physical paradise of act.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the month of Ramadan. In one of his speeches, he says that, I repeat, decide during these 30 days of the blessed month of Ramadan to control your tongue, eyes, ears, and all your organs and limbs, and pay constant attention to the judgment of the Sharia about the works you intend to do, and the words you intend to speak, and the subject you intend to listen to. Now, this is a very important thing which is being said by Imam Khomeini. And because in the month of Ramadan, people are more careful about their deeds, about their actions, their fasting. When we talk about the fast, this fast does not mean to just control yourself from eating or keeping yourself away from eating or drinking something during the day. Rather, it also means that you need to stop yourself from committing any kind of sin, anything which is forbidden, anything which is unlawful in Islam. You need to stop yourself. You need to have patience and you need to follow the right path.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
Imam Khomeini is also mentioning the important parts. He says that this is the month where you can practice and you need to have a judgment and you need to act according to the judgments of the Sharia. Your works that you're intending to do, your words that you're intending to speak, and the subject you intend to listen to. So you need to observe the Sharia in all these things. Therefore, the actions that I'm about to perform, if I can control myself in the month of Ramadan, then obviously I need to do that in the rest of the year as well, the rest of the months in the year. It is the Ramadan which is the golden time to practice according to Sharia. So before I intend to do something or the work which I want to do, it is better to look at the Sharia. It is better to look at the Quran, the teachings of Islam, whether is it according to them or not. And when I'm about to speak or say something, I must think. And it is the sign of the wise people that they think before speaking. And unfortunately, we know that people generally, they speak and later they think what they have said. But the wisdom says that you need to think before you speak. And on the other hand, you need to think about what you need to listen. Therefore, we need to follow Islam in this month in its true way, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha